Florinet Projects Gallery and Studio, 215 Main Street in Emmaus, presents Sustaining the Soul, a creative process journey of seeing and writing. Poet-photographer Marilyn Hazelton will be offering her interactive workshop this Saturday, November 17th, from 9 a.m. to noon at Florinet Projects Gallery. A selection of Marilyn's original photographic work combining Tonka poetry and images will be on display at the gallery from November 17th through December 15th. The goal of the workshop is to deepen participants' insights into their own art and that of other artists, and to discover new visual and textural meaning. The program will also touch on the creative process as an avenue of emotional, mental, and spiritual clarity. Marilyn Hazelton is a teaching artist with the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. Her work includes residencies in France, Japan, and Morocco. A regular presenter at the Haiku Society of America meetings in Manhattan, she is poet in residence at the Swain School in Allentown and received an Arts Ovation Award from the Allentown Arts Commission in 2006. She edits Red Lights, an international Tonka journal, and her writing has been published in a number of journals and reviews. Poet, photographer Marilyn Hazelton.
Combining the photography and poetry actually came rather recently. Although I started writing poetry and taking photos around the same time, it was when I was an Air Force officer and historian in Thailand during the war in Southeast Asia. So they were separate efforts to help keep a center alive, a center within myself.
When did you realize they were partners? You worked on, or did it happen very organically?
That's actually rather recent. About a year and a half ago, I had worked with Theo Anderson. One of the things I've done continuously is write from art, whether that art is sculpture or painting or photographs. And I had worked with photographs that Theo had at Archetype Gallery. About a year and a half ago, he asked me if I could pair the kinds of poetry that I was doing along with photos. So I started working with that idea. The workshop and exhibit is actually the result of that.
It's such a tough thing to do. You don't want the poem to just be an illustration of a photograph, because you have the photograph. You don't need to have it illustrated.
And vice versa. That's a great observation. I've been working with the Japanese forms of poetry and art for a number of years. There's a concept within those forms of link and shift, which means that you link to either content, or you link to an atmosphere, or you link perhaps with humor at the way that jokes do, where you have a setup and then you have a surprise ending. This concept is what I've been working with for years, and that's how I've approached this project. It's not a caption. It's not a report on the photo, and the photo is not a report on the poem, but there is a third thing that happens, hopefully, because of the poems. Can I give you an example?
Yes, please.
I had done this in three parts. I had written the last three lines of this poem, and then the first two lines came to me afterwards. So the last three lines are, "The years when I was speechless are done." And then the first two lines came to me, "How our lives shift and change. The years when I was speechless are done." So having put those together and connected those years with the shift and change in the course of a life, I have a beautiful holly berry tree in my backyard. And the berries were extremely red, and the leaves were vividly dark green. I have been photographing this tree. There was a particular photograph where there is a line, a stem of berries that extends against the green. That seemed to extend the boldness. So I was linking with the boldness of that photograph to work with this poem. And I also want to say that doing this poem, writing it, and also putting it with the photographs strengthens something inside of me, creatively and other ways. That's also what attracts me to these forms. It's the internal formation. I once had an education professor who said, "Information means formation within." Working with these forms and working with the photographs forms me within in ways that are very interesting.
poet-photographer Marilyn Hazelton. Her workshop, Sustaining the Soul, is at Floor Ant Projects Gallery, 215 Main Street in Emmaus, this Saturday, November 17th. Her photographs and poetry are on display in the gallery from November 17th through the 15th of December. The gallery is open this Saturday from 11 to 4 and Sunday from 10 to 2, or by appointment. The number for more information is 610-421-8871. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.